All right, so we're here with the Business Spotlight, and today I'm here with Wright Brennan, C. Wright Roofing, and we're going to talk about your business.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. There's nothing more I like talking about than my roofing company, so I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come in here, brag a little bit, talk shop. Yeah, fired up.
Awesome. So, and you founded the business, correct?
Yeah, so founded the company in 2014. There was a huge hailstorm that came through the Columbia area, and I really lucked out because I'm not sure how things would have progressed had a big storm not come through. I started the company in like January, and it was probably May that the storm came through and really saved me. And but yeah, gave me the opportunity to help a bunch of clients in the Columbia area. It hit Northeast Columbia, and we've been rocking ever since. So thankfully for that storm, you know, we have we got the wheels going, we built momentum, and we're still here today. So yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. And so what type of roofing do you do? Tell me about the business.
Yeah. So we do residential roofing, shingle roofing. We're preferred Owens Corning contractors. And, you know, we will do some commercial roofing, but really our bread and butter is homeowners. You know, people who have a roof that's 15 to 20 years old, starting to have leaks. Maybe they do have some storm damage. It's possible that they've still got some hail or wind or whatever. And we come out, do free assessments and, you know, give them different options. Maybe we can offer repair, you know, maybe it's a replacement. But you know, homeowners, and there's lots of homeowners in the Columbia area and really, you know, the Midlands, you know, we're going Lexington, Blythewood, all over the place. So,
okay. And so, yeah, I'm going to back up and just ask, C. Wright.
Yeah.
Tell me about the name. What was the motivation there?
So C. Wright is my middle name. It's James C. Wright Brennan.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a old Irish name on my dad's side, and I'll be honest, it's just like different. So when I was trying to figure out the name, there was already like a Brennan Builders or some kind of other like Brennan something around here. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, well, there's definitely no C. Wrights, which I was wrong about. There are some there's other C. Wrights. Shout out to all the C. Wrights. But it was unique enough, and that's it. That's it. It kind of gives me an opportunity to like talk about myself a little bit too, because you know, it's half my middle name. I go by Wright, all that fun stuff. So yeah, I try to keep it confusing and all that fun stuff. But yeah,
I'm playing the same game. I go by Josh, that's my middle name, but my first name is David, and that's a family name. It goes back a couple of generations, and I pass that on to my son.
I know your pain. So you go by your middle?
Yep.
Or one of those. Okay.
So yeah, if I'm around a bunch of people and then all of a sudden I have to go through, you know, TSA pre-check, or I have to, you know, somebody will come back with a credit card and say, is David there? And it's like, yeah, me. So.
And everybody's like, oh, you're David. Okay.
Right.
Didn't know that. It's like the first day of school kind of, you know, when everybody finds out what your first name is.
Nice. So just, I know you already mentioned it, homeowners, but tell me about your ideal client.
Yeah. So a lot of our business is referral based. When I started out, you know, I was knocking on people's doors, you know, whatever it took to like shake a hand and say, hey, I'm a roofer, let's do business.
Yeah.
But thankfully, you know, we have built a book of business and we do a lot of referral based business. So, you know, somebody in a neighborhood, for example, would go on to next door Facebook and say, hey, look, you know, I'm interested in getting a roof done. Who do you know? We get a lot of social media shout outs like through that. And then people just kind of in general will say, yeah, my uncle or brother, whoever is looking to get a roofer. And, you know, the two times in your life when you need one, a lot of people will start just asking, you know, their neighbors or their friends, do you know a roofer? And I mean, you know, and our goal is really every time we do a job, it's we want to make sure that that customer is so fired up with the business and the service that we brought them that they will refer us to the next person. You know, it adds that extra incentive, like make this person extremely happy so that we can go help somebody else. So.
Gotcha. So 2014, 11 years, lots changed. Like, tell me how the industry has changed over that little over a decade.
Yeah. So there have certainly been some changes. Technology has changed a little bit. Before I was a roofer, I was a roof inspector for insurance companies.
Okay.
And I would go out for adjusters and measure the roofs for them. So me and a few friends from college, we all got jobs measuring roofs for insurance adjusters. The big steep ones that the adjusters didn't want to get on. These are like some recent college kids who are all broke. We're like, yeah, we'll do whatever it takes. So so now, you know, there's new software where we don't have to climb the roof if it's like that anymore. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that has been a big change, you know, aerial imagery. It's, you know, so precise that the, you know, the imagery itself will measure and draw the roofs for us. And, you know, it'll provide measurements. And that's a big piece. That was a big change in the market. Drones, obviously, doing the same thing. If you don't have to put a body on the roof to do the measurement, it makes kind of that initial inspection a lot easier.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the other big change is like the insurance market. So when I started in the business, there was, you know, most of what we did was claims. You know, almost the majority of all of what we were doing was from storm damage. You know, a storm came through, did damage to a house, and we would help the homeowners. And we still do a lot of that. But the amount of claims that we do, you know, over time has decreased. Insurance companies, they tighten up every year and figure out, you know, how to maintain their own business and stay in business themselves. Like, I get it. But, you know, if you're a roofer, you start to notice each year, well, we're still doing some claims, but it's a little bit less, and it's a little bit less. So, yeah. Okay. You were talking about AI earlier, and I haven't done any of that. You know, I haven't jumped into the AI market. If someone wants to come help me on how to, you know, implement AI, maybe my, you know, some marketers can show me how to do that. But
a couple of years, maybe there's robots getting up on the roof and doing the measuring for you.
They have that now. They had the recent show, they got a robot that actually installs the shingles. Now, I don't know about inspections, but yeah.
Okay.
So
we're all getting replaced at some point. It's coming to evolve. Yeah, so what unique problems do you face now? You've talked about kind of how the industry has progressed, but what are the biggest obstacles now?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, obstacles as a business owner, you know, I'm always thinking about things like recruiting and marketing and making sure that the team is safe, you know, safety for the people out in the field. And you know, there's some kind of like the general business problems. And as far as from like, you know, how to help customers and their problems, the insurance stuff is, you know, it is a kind of a problem. People think, they may think that, hey, look, I've got some damage and this probably qualifies for the insurance company to pay for a roof. And we have to, you know, let them know, actually, that's not the case. We need to find some other solutions to either fix your roof or, you know, maybe there is some, you know, some insurance opportunity. But yeah, we jump through a lot of hoops with the insurance stuff, no doubt. Yeah.
So it sounds like it's got to be pretty, I don't know what the right word is, catastrophic for the insurance company to jump in.
It's consistently inconsistent, but it is getting, you know, I would say it is getting a little more tough. So each insurance company may have their own criteria for what is damage or how much damage, does this homeowner need? And then each insurance company may have their own pay scale or, you know, they may have their own, you know, here's how we're going to pay. There's a lot of little different, you know, unique elements to how these policies are. And I'm not a policy expert. You know, we're roofing experts, but, you know, this is something that we've run, you know, we deal with on a daily basis.
So. Yeah. I think just as a homeowner, like I see this as most people, you buy the home and then the home builder or, you know, whoever you bought it through, a lot of times there's a kind of a encouraged insurance route to take. And then you just kind of sign it because you're trying to buy the home.
Yeah.
But nobody really ever reads through fine print.
I just bought a house. I mean, I trust my agent. So hopefully they got my back.
Right. So you kind of find out only, unfortunately, when something bad happens.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Exactly.
So then how many people do you have working with you?
Well, we've got a couple teams of installers that have been with us for about 6-7 years now. I've got a roof inspector. Her name is Holly Sanson. She's out in the field inspecting roofs. That's what I do a lot of my business is, you know, out in the field doing inspections. And, you know, we got a good team. So we got a great team of guys that get out there in the summer heat. They'll get to your house very early in the morning. You know, we'll show up and we'll be there till it's very dark in the evening and make sure your job gets done properly. So
A good team is important.
100%.
What are you looking to do with the business? Are you growing? Are you growth phase? Yeah. Are you stabilizing?
Yeah. I mean, I always want to grow. Mm. You know, my goal from the beginning has just been, you know, I want to build a team. I'd love to, you know, grow in the marketplace and, you know, have a team that makes a bigger impact. So, we're still growing. I can guarantee I'm not the fastest growing roofing company in the past, you know, 10 or 11 years. Many companies grow much faster than we do, but I'm very customer focused. You know, I want to grow, but I want to make sure that I'm bringing the best to my customer and that, you know, they feel like, you know, hey, you know, this team, they rolled out the red carpet. So,
okay. So then speaking to that, right, yeah. if you got to time travel and go back to 2014, what would you tell yourself maybe as some advice?
Some advice. Gosh, what I would say. you know, it's interesting, like when you start a business I think a lot of like new business owners will kind of say this, like you know it's going to be tough, and maybe I heard this somewhere else recently too. Like you know it's going to be tough, you don't really know what to expect, and you find out you know through the stress test kind of what you're made of a little bit, and so you can't really anticipate the challenges that are going to come, and it's you know. I just tell that guy way back when, hey man, stick it out. It's worth it. It's, you know, this is a great opportunity. You know, this is a great move.
Yeah.
You know, as you know, in business, it can be quite a roller coaster emotionally and in all aspects. And, you know, so, and I enjoy some of the gritty nature of it. I'll be honest. Yeah. I like the fact that sometimes
it's not for everybody.
It's not. Sometimes it really sucks. And it's like, this is not a sexy job. I don't know who said this. It's like some of the ideas you have of like running a business and, you know, mm-hmm. being out in the marketplace are far from reality. But, I kind of like some of the gritty nature and the parts that you got to kind of just grit it out.
Yeah. So. I don't think most people realize the plight of the entrepreneur, how much of a roller coaster it is, how many, you know, you come into work and you put on a good face and you go throughout the day and you fight battles, and you solve problems that you didn't know you were going to have to solve that day. And you just do that every single day and you go home at night. And there's some nights, if you're being honest, that you just think, man, am I doing the right thing? Like, is this working? And then you look backwards, you're like, well, I've been doing this for 11 years. Must be doing something right.
Something's going on correctly.
I got employees. I'm paying people's livelihood. So something must be right here. But you wonder sometimes. You doubt, right?
I think maybe my one superpower is I'm like really stubborn. So like, you know, my blockhead, it has allowed me to survive for 12. And my customers. I mean, thank gosh for the people who have given me the opportunity to come out and serve them. But 100%. The roller coaster is real.
Good segue to how do you balance your personal life and your work life?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I've got a dog, Pluto. Okay. And so my personal life is, you know, I'll be honest, I overlap quite a bit in that aspect. So like my you know, I'm in a networking group and I've built a lot of friendships in this mm-hmm. business networking group. And, you know, a lot of my relationships that I have in my personal, you know, maybe like it'd be church or whatever, you know, the gym, I turn those, you know, I kind of always, you know, also always kind of promoting my business too. Not that the personal relationships are any less, mm-hmm. but I tend to overlap things a little bit. And, and that's kind of how I balance it out, in all honesty. You know, I'm kind of always on go mode. I mean, not by design. It's just how my mind works. It's nonstop.
Yeah. And I know this doesn't work for everybody, but for me, it's a lot of work-life integration. It's like, well, how can I take an hour? You know, I got kids, so how can I go take an hour, do something family-oriented? Probably taking a call here and there, although I try to not do it, but then how can I get back to work, make it for family dinner? Right. You you're never off.
That's 100%. Yeah. Yeah. I'm fortunate that I have family here in Colombia. So mm-hmm. like, you know, I will take time. And so, you know, I think you got to find those times when you can unplug. Doing yeah. it with family is probably the best way to do it. And I have family locally and I can go hang out and, you know, just kind of chill out for a little bit too. Yeah. So
I take 1 5-day period a year where it's just lights out.
Nice.
No internet, no phones, just no
that
business.
That's something.
I started doing it a couple of years ago. I really had never done it that well before. Yeah. I was always kind of like on vacation, but on the laptop, yeah. you know, a couple yeah. hours a day. And I started doing that, and that really has been great. But it was scary.
The first time it takes scary. Practice. I'm thinking like, yeah. could I do that? I'm always like, what's going on with the next thing?
Start with like a 2-day, 3-day trip.
Do it small.
Work up to the 5-day, but I won't go beyond like 1 week.
Yeah,
like
5-day. That's where it. Do you go? Do you go to the beach or the mountains? Or
beach, mountains. I did a staycation one time.
Cool.
It's great. You know, just like caught some shows and did some fun stuff with my son, but didn't go anywhere.
I'm hearing a spark of inspiration over here. I may need to try this. I like the idea a lot. So. Yeah,
you got to just once in a while just turn the phone off.
Turn it off.
Man, that thing. If what I did for a living wasn't so dependent on that phone,
yeah.
Oh, I'd have like the old brick phone. Like the Nextel beep beep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would do that for sure. In terms of hiring, because you talked about that a lot, what do you look for in an employee? Like what are the things outside of the normal kind of hard skills?
Yeah. I like to put people around me that kind of give me energy. Yeah, I like people who are, you know, that I feel like I can trust, who are kind of on go mode too. I haven't done any DISC assessments of anybody. I wouldn't be able to answer any of that question. But I so much of my life is just based on like how the energy is in any given environment. And so I try to build around that, you know, find people who kind of also are kind of in that same mind, positivity. I guess that's, yeah. you know, people who are positive mindset and who want to go, who want to move, make things happen. So that's the type of people that, you know, I'm always, I gravitate towards. So.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
To that, yeah, so you're looking for positivity. People underestimate the energy thing. They act like that's not a big factor, but that really is a big factor.
Yeah, I think that it's a huge factor. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, in any organization, you're either gonna kind of raise the level of energy and the momentum, yeah. or you're gonna pull from it, and kind of just being mindful of that is, you know, I'm always trying to kind of just, you know, increase the positive vibration in the room. So, you yeah. know, and when other people do that, I appreciate it. I'm like, all right, well, let's freaking go.
It's huge. I'd rather have somebody that was maybe a B-plus player, but they got that good energy, good yeah. attitude, than the A-plus sometimes become a cancer and they're exactly. bitter and they're complaining and griping. No, like I know you're good at your job, but
make life
everybody
tough.
Else is just miserable. yeah. You know, I think that's important. And then we'll close with this, man. Like, what words of advice would you offer to other business owners that are looking to grow their business?
Yeah. You know, I'm not a business genius or guru. I have not grown a huge – I will say that what I've learned is to kind of take your own journey, one. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you are in business and you know, you have goals and things you want to attain – you don't want to look elsewhere to see, you know, how you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, you want to focus on what your goal is and, you know, and that's the way that I would say you want to track progress. And I always kind of just lean on to, you know, it's a stress test, kind of just kind of accept that and grit it out, man. And, you know, and try to enjoy it, you know, enjoy those challenges. I enjoy the challenges and I think you got to learn to kind of love it. So,
yeah, because they're going to come.
They're coming.
Awesome. Well, Bright, I appreciate you being on the show.
Yeah.
For those of you, if you're still watching, thank you. And you know, like, share, comment, all that good stuff. We'll see you next time. Thanks.